let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. I may not know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to say it anyway, by Tara Ratney, delves into mad woman issues. And from time to time, a suggestion or two is thrown in along the way. Tara says it's a book of opinions, nothing more, nothing less, mostly about relationships. Tara is a screenwriter, designer, and author. She's been writing for 16 years with the primary purpose to enlighten and inspire. A Midwestern girl, mother of one, background in business data management, Tara says since coming into her own at the age of 40, she's been able to sit down and reflect, not only on her own personal experiences, but others as well. I may not know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to say it anyway, has been called a must-read for anyone seeking to improve decisions and relationships. Often sassy, sometimes crass, inviting readers to recognize themselves or their behaviors. And Tara Ratney is our guest on This Week in America. Tara, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I am looking forward to this conversation and maybe learning something about myself along the way. The book is so insightful. Let's start with the decision you made after you did this period of self-reflection, the decision you made to write this book.
Well, actually, I'm a screenwriter, and a lot of the stories that I that are involved in my focus or subject matter are messages. And I kind of wanted something to complement it that better, along with I've always had a thought process of why we do what we do, and that's always been kind of like a guideline in my life versus just operating off of emotion or, you know, as a reaction.
Yes.
And I found that, you know, as I used to say when I was a kid, unhappy people do unhappy things. And so that kind of always led me to always try to be more insightful versus reactionary. And so the book and my other writings all kind of delve into seeing the journeys that we all go through.
You know, it's interesting
and
because
really to be, go ahead.
Yeah, no, finish that thought. Go ahead.
No, I said the journeys that we go through and having an understanding how they play into our decisions. Especially during our, you know, our upbringing.
Oh, yes.
And things like that. That really to me, especially when it comes to relationships, because, if you kind of caught on to the title of the introduction of the book, I get into like changing environments, progress, and you know how it affected our, you know, how we do things now versus how maybe, you know, 100 or 150 years ago, where things were kind of based more on responsibility. It seemed like now life is kind of based on superficialness. And that's how we make our choices. And, you know, it starts when you're like in your teenage years to me, you know, like that's, you know, that plays a part. But go
yes.
ahead.
No, I was just going to say, by following your thoughts, your ventures as you went through life, we can all relate and sort of think who we are and how we have evolved. The book, it really runs a gamut of all types of relationship issues and matters. Talk about some of the issues that you address in the book, because there really are issues that are universal.
I think one of the biggest things is a lack of understanding each other. I think that plays a big part in why we kind of, like I said, we operate from a reactionary circumstance. Like we think we're the only people who've gone through something. And that kind of is a self-centered mindset.
Yes.
And also to responsibility, especially teenagers. I think that once we kind of, we want the best for our children, and we want them to be able to have, you know, what we didn't have and things like that. But we forget that the journey that got us where we are is what probably is going to help them become who they need to be. So when you kind of remove responsibilities from them and they don't see things from a clear point of view, they're going to make their decision. It's almost like they're forced to go out there and fall. And without there's no insight as to what's going to happen when they fall. Like, I really think that you really, before you really make really important decisions, you still have to know, have to have an understanding as to what life is going to be about, or what is, have a realistic idea of what life should be about,
Tara,
before you make decisions.
Yes, and you talk about how we sometimes knowingly make bad decisions. Talk about that and what's going on in the back of our mind when we know this is a bad relationship that we're getting into, but we jump into it anyway. And we all, I think, have probably done that at one point or another in our lives.
Well, I think the driving force, a lot of that is insecurity, the need for approval, a belief system that this is something you should do anyway. And, you know, a lot of times it's even what you're used to growing up in. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that when you've been exposed to things in your life, you kind of normalize it.
Yes.
And so you start to assume, well, this is the way it is anyway. You know, you accept, I mean, like, I'm an African-American, and I've had people around me say, well, racism has always existed. Well, no, it's not necessarily. But we've been so far removed from the normalness of how it used to be, we don't know anything differently, so we accept it. And anybody can accept anything from abuse to anything if they normalize it. Like if they've never seen anything good, they will normalize it and just deliberately pursue something that's not good for them because they believe this is just the way it is. Like, we'll talk about relationships even when it comes to marriages. We'll say, well, everybody has problems in their marriage.
Yes.
And that's true, but there are certain things that are not necessary problems. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, it's one thing about the toilet, you know, you put down a toilet seat versus financial issues. There are certain things that are just not necessary. And it really has to do with changing of behavior. You know what I'm saying? And understanding what this is and what your responsibilities are in that relationship. You know, not just assuming that this is something that you have to put up with and things like that, you know. So that's why I think we do what we do, because we normalized it.
You know, it makes so
you know,
much
we
sense.
Accepted it.
Yes, and once you do, it sort of becomes sort of second nature. You sort of subconsciously go about living that out. It's so much wisdom and more like that in Tara's book, I May Not Know What I'm Talking About, But I'm Going to Say It Anyway. It's Tara Ratney, TaraRatney. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Tara's website with a lot of great information on there is tratney.com. And you can get information there on Tara and information on the book as well. I mentioned you really enjoy being able to inspire others, to motivate others, to get others to reflect on their lives as well. How do you hope this book will help other people, help the readers of the book?
Well, I think more the most important thing is A, to forgive yourself. That's number one, because nobody's perfect and we all have fallen in this cat. I mean, no matter how any of us can claim how together we are, we have all kind of misstepped in some capacity.
Oh, yes.
Even if you feel like you lived a perfect life, or you believe that you've been pretty insightful, sometimes you have a tendency to forget that you might have been insightful, but somebody else hasn't been. And that could also be just as much of a misstep as you making the actual mistake. Like, there's a lot of people who feel like they're good mates. And, yeah, you might be a great mate, but you chose somebody that wasn't such a great mate. So that's where your flaw came in. Because, yes, you're responsible for your behavior, but you still got to remember, if that other person isn't in sync with you, you're going to have problems. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
You still have to take in account what that other person has gone through and where they're at in their life. And so that's one of the things I definitely wanted people to think about. And I also want people to realize that the people that they have, who has the most influence in their lives, had journeys too. And you have to understand their journeys as well. Like I said, there's a lot of, especially in this day and time, a lot of children have, issues with their parents. And, you know, they don't understand certain things. And they have to remember, or there has to be some reckoning of understanding that their parents have gone through things too. And if nobody's ever addressed their issues, they're going to pass on the issues to the next person. They're gonna react or go in life with these unresolved issues, and their decisions are going to be based on those unresolved issues. So one of the things that I really wanted to get people going is to, there's a fire starter, like I said. To me, my book is a fire starter to get you to start taking an evaluation as to why things have gone the way they've gone for you. Where did it stem from? Does it stem from rejection as a child? Does it stem rejection as your peers? Like, a lot of times people come from good homes, but they, because of unrealistic concepts as teenagers, how we expect from each other, you'll actually make your decisions on who you choose to be with, how you live your life, based off of even the rejection of your peers. Like, if you were not the popular kid, you maybe to reckon that you might choose a lifestyle that you think is going to appease other people when that's not really you, you know,
yes,
based off of how you felt as a teenager.
Tara,
so
Ratney,
you have to be able to get, go ahead.
No, finish that thought. I didn't mean to interrupt there. What you're saying, I'm trying to take notes as well as we're going here, because it's, we can all learn something from this.
No, what I mean, you know, and you're not being true to yourself. I mean, think about how many people, by the time they reach the age of 40, maybe in their 50s, that midlife, when they start realizing they've lived their life for other people, and they never really, because they were spending so much time trying to make up for something that probably had no control over, and then they realize, you know what, I wasn't being true to myself, and then now you've wasted like 20 good years of your adult youth.
Exactly.
You know, the times
exactly.
when you could have been focusing on what was best for you, you just wasted 20 years. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a spiritual person, so I believe that everything has, there's a perfect timing for everything. So God might have allowed you to be lost in the sauce, as I like to say, because he wanted you to be a blessing to somebody else by passing that information on. Like, good parenting is us parents being able to talk to our kids and say, I've gone through what you're about to go through, and I can better equip to tell you how you can avoid what I didn't avoid.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you're meant to serve that purpose of being that blessing for somebody else through the lessons you learn in life. You know, so sometimes God will hold you off. He will allow you to go through those storms on purpose. As a matter of fact, I've known certain people that they wanted to be in love, you know, much earlier in their life, but they were a much better mate during the time that where they are now than when they would have been when they were 25.
Ah, yes.
Because at 25, they weren't, they had a whole bunch of crazy ideals on what they believe a great relationship was, and they had to go through the storms to learn that's not really as important as they believed it was.
You know, Tara Ratney is our guest. The book is, I may not know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I'm sure people are listening and going, okay, I need to get a copy of this, because this sounds like something that I could use, and you could. Ratney is spelled R-A-T-N-E-Y, Amazon. Tara's website is tratney.com. Time is going so quickly. A few minutes left in the program. I mentioned before, I'm not sure who necessarily the target audience is, because I think this is basically for everybody. This is sort of a universal approach, a universal issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, I admit that there were chapters that were dedicated more to one group than the other.
Yes.
But for the most part, the book is pretty much a universal book, because everybody goes through these things. I think that... I would say the mainstream or the dominant groups have had a better success rate because they have more stability. So that's the reason why I kind of target made a specific and targeted a certain audience. But to be perfectly honest, the book is actually for anybody. And it's not really necessarily one group in particular, but there were specific problems based on circumstances why I targeted certain groups more. And that was the reason why, you know, I always considered it a more urban book than anything else. But in spite of that, it really is a universal conversation. And that's what I tried to have. I didn't really try to, because I'm not a psychologist and I don't have all the degrees and, you know, all the, what they say, the jargon that somebody in that position would have.
Yes.
I try to have a conversation with the audience. You know how you're talking to people and then you think, you know, you kind of have your own commentaries to your own conversation. That's how I approach the book. I would have commentary to my own conversation. So I would correlate things the way the audience would think if they were reading the book themselves. And I just kind of put that in there to say, you know, I'm having a conversation here. I'm not having, this is not a thesis or anything like that.
Exactly.
I'm actually having a conversation with the audience.
And that's why it's so relatable. It's the jargon that we understand rather than professional jargon. And you go back and, you know, that's a great sentence, but I have no idea what she's trying to tell me in that sentence. We know because it's relatable, because of the experiences that you've gone through, that you've reflected upon from other people. The book is very relatable. A couple minutes left here at the end. You got other projects, I understand, related to the book as well.
Actually, like I said before, well, I do have a proposed TV pilot series that's called Two Sides of the Story. And in that particular theme, it's like, it's not even, well, the way I originally set it up, I wanted it to be universal. It wasn't just based off of relationships. It's just about people who have a conflict. And then then we have a panel of judges, and they would, you know, after they go over their story, they would the judges would kind of, you know, discuss the situation, and then the decision that they garnered from that, the audience would decide if they agree with it. And I thought that was kind of like relatable to the book because it kind of gets you know. Discussions and stuff, and then also too, like I said, I'm a screenwriter, so a lot of what I write are relatable to the book. So those are, you know, those are at the top of the list as far as relating to the book itself. Those are projects that definitely relate to the book.
Well, good luck with all those. Are you obviously you're in the process and coming along, and I hope they come to fruition for you because you've got so much to say, and the response to the book has been excellent. Our guest is Tara Ratney. That's TaraRatney. Her website is tratney.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The book is I May Not Know What I'm Talking About, but I'm going to say it anyway. The book is so well done. It is so insightful. I think it's a book that everybody can learn something about themselves. And as we sort of follow Tara and her maturing over the years, the growth that we can all, it's all something that we can relate to and understand a little bit more about ourselves. Tara, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, and also, too, just to let you know, in my website, I direct you to YouTube commentaries. And the purpose for those is if anybody had any questions about some of the chapters, they can actually go to those YouTube links and actually listen to why I wrote the chapters. And they can also put their input in there as well as to, you know, what they think.
Yes.
And if, you know, any questions they may want to ask. So that's part of the reason why those YouTube pages or links exist. So people can kind of have an idea, a pre-understanding, you know, if they're interested in purchasing the book, they'd have an idea of why I wrote the chapters and,
well,
you know, where I was coming from.
Yes, and there's so much information there. It's a very impressive website. It's not just, here's the book, give me your credit card, and I'll ship it to you. There's a lot of great information there, a lot of background that will that's insightful, will give you knowledge. And if you would like to buy the book, and I would highly recommend that, you can do that at the website as well. It's tratney.com, R-A-T-N-E-Y. The book is I May Not Know What I'm Talking About, but I'm going to say it anyway. Tara Ratney, the author and our guest on the program. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.